Ethiopia, 14th of January 2022, EEL. According to information obtained from the Ministry of Health, the terrorist TPLF has destroyed a significant number of health facilities in Afar and Amhara. The terrorist TPLF inflicted huge devastations on health facilities, including hospitals, health care centers, and health posts in Amhara and Afar regions. The criminal group looted medical equipment and deliberately destroyed the facilities, including centers that were giving maternal and child health care services, putting the health care service at stake in several parts of the two regions. However, most of the international community, particularly the World Health Organization, WHO, which is supposed to be the prime advocate of people's health across the globe, has said nothing about it. Instead, the Director General of WHO, Tedros Adhanom, publicly has tried to tarnish the true image of Ethiopia by dissemination entirely biased information about the situation in the country, siding with the terrorist group in contradiction of his responsibility as chief of WHO. Tedros, who is also a member of the executive committee of the terrorist TPLF, in his recent interview with Al Arabiya, lamented that the international community is not heeding to the crisis situation in Tigray. The director general has continued his hidden and open conspiracy on the people of Ethiopia and has time and again denied what the terrorist TPLF perpetrated in Amhara and Afar regions. He remained deaf and blind to the unprecedented destruction and devastation that terrorist TPLF has conducted on public and private health facilities, putting at risk the lives of millions of Ethiopians. It is interesting to see a leader of a global health organization of his stature to have deliberately failed to condemn terrorist TPLF's barbaric actions. In his position as the director general and in line with the global mandate bestowed upon him to keep track of the health conditions and services in UN member countries, Tedros, who should have quickly reacted to the situation, could have organized the necessary health support mechanisms for citizens who were denied of their rights to access the necessary health services in the two regions. As a leader of a global health service provider, Tedros Adhanom was expected to condemn the savage atrocities and unprecedented rampage of rape conducted on women, including 80-year-old nuns and children under the age of 10. The Director General has served as a Minister of Health of Ethiopia, and he will have no lack of knowledge on the dire needs of the people of Ethiopia in terms of health services, and no other person except him could deeply understand the tragic consequences that destruction of health institutions in the Amhara and Afar regions, particularly on children and their mothers, as well as those who suffer from chronic diseases that need close supervision. Instead of focusing on his global mandate on issues of health and disaster-related health issues, the Director General is focusing on the terrorist group's agenda, against his oath of professional service as chief of WHO. What Al Arabiya English issued couple of days ago interviewing Tedros is totally false. The government communications service noted that the terrorist in its current attack of neighboring Amhara and Afar, rather than returning the 1,010 trucks traveled to Tigray carrying emergency aid, the criminal group is using as military logistics. The terrorist TPLF smuggled arms and ammunition in the name of humanitarian assistance. The government only demands that trucks traveled to Tigray should pass through the required checkpoints. This was and is the only requirement that trucks carrying humanitarian aid should pass through. The WHO chief is just lying only to serve the terrorist group. Tedros is here deliberately twisting the trends of events and is again fabricating his make-believe story, trying to accuse the government of a blockage that has never happened. The truth is, terrorist TPLF hijacked more than 1,000 heavy-duty trucks that were meant to transport food to Tigray, blocking the smooth flow of food to the needy citizens of the region. This has time and again been confirmed by all UN systems operating in Ethiopia, particularly the WFP, which has issued official reports to the UN on the matter. Contrary to what the Director General was trying to depict, it was the terrorist TPLF that has looted USAID and UNICEF warehouses. This has been confirmed by the concerned organization with full and official reports. The mandate of Dr. Tedros is not limited only to Tigray but to entire world, including Ethiopia, whose Amhara and Afar health facilities and structures were destroyed by the terrorist organization. Regrettably enough, it is no secret that the terrorist group has destroyed a number of health facilities, including hospitals, health care centers, and posts. However, in his interview, the Director General did not utter a word on these destructive bonanzas, clearly showing his support for a terrorist organization, almost endorsing its actions. Is this not an insult on humanity? Tedros was trying to hide the truth about the savage actions of terrorist TPLF, ignoring the plight and suffering on millions in Amhara and Afar who are, in fact, the victims of an insult to humanity triggered invasion by terrorist TPLF. The bitter truth is, it was the terrorist group who opened war on Afar region. According to statement issued by the Government Communications Service, the terrorist TPLF is cruel for utilizing the people of Tigray as a political trade platform. The terrorist group TPLF has obstructed the humanitarian support to the people of Tigray. The narratives and false accusations of the Director General is meant to hide his global responsibility and his chauvinistic attitude towards the citizens affected by the human wave war waged on Amhara and Afar regions by the terrorist TPLF, in which he is playing a leading role in propaganda and misinformation campaign. The fact that he is serving the terrorist group who raped women in front of their husbands, children massacred civilians highly tarnishes the credibility of WHO he claims to serve.